online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And I love the music that we're having right now. See, Clyde, you need your headphones. They're playing birthday music for us right now. Dave Lewis is in the other room. And we have C. Clyde Jones with us now, the birthday boy, 95 years old today. And happy birthday, C. Clyde. We can finally make it official here.
Well, it's really been an interesting morning. First of all, I got very little sleep, excited about the day coming up. And also, I stayed up too late to watch the end of that K-State basketball game.
Yeah.
And a story came to my mind, if I can take a second to tell it to you. When I was at the University of Illinois, there was an elderly professor there who dreamed that he was giving a lecture in this great big hall with a huge crowd. He woke up, and sure enough, he was.
Oh, that's great.
So I hope I don't fall asleep during my celebration today.
Well, I've enjoyed having you as kind of like a co-anchor all week. You've been in here, you know, here you are again, and it's been wonderful having you on In Focus three times that you've been on with me this
week.
When
I get in my car at home, I just put an autopilot and knows exactly how to drive out here to the Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
I'm glad they got the construction finally finished so that you didn't have to worry about that too much. But good to have you here. And of course, I know that Lyle wants to say things about you too. I mean, you've been so involved in the community, the Chamber of Commerce, the community of Manhattan. You've shared with us throughout the week how much Manhattan means to you. But Lyle, just some of your thoughts. And how did the two of you guys, how did you two meet? It's always fun to hear these stories.
It is. And it's great. And I've said this over and over, and see, Clyde knows this, but he and Midge invited me to a cookout at their house. And I'd only been in town, I came in July of 2000, and so I'd only been in town, I think, 4 or 5 weeks, and Midge and C. Clyde reached out to me and invited me over for a cookout and on his back deck and at his lovely home, and it was just very, very meaningful. And of course, then C. Clyde and Midge had lots of stories about Manhattan, and they were interested to learn about me and what I was going to be able to bring to the community. But that's what Manhattan is about. And C. Clyde Jones and his wife truly represent what Manhattan is, and the openness, the willingness to reach out to new people, welcome them to the community, make them feel at home. And it was great to learn about their history, and so I think that's how I first really met C. Clyde and Cumming. And then I think it speaks to the kind of community that's here, and I think that's why people who sometimes say, "Well, I'm only going to be here for 5 years or 7 years," and then they end up staying, and like C. Clyde did, and like I did. Because sometimes, when you talk about the chamber profession that I'm in, usually chamber directors, and even if you look at the history of the Manhattan Chamber, except for Lud Fisher, most of the chamber directors stayed somewhere between 5 and 7 years when I look at it. And I've been here 17 and a half years, and they've been wonderful, wonderful years to be represent Manhattan. But C. Clyde, for those that don't know or may not have read, and I know we've talked about it, but he was our, back then, they called it the president of the chamber. Now it's the chair of the board, but back then it was called the president. So C. Clyde was the president of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce in 1965. And what we may ask him today is if he can tell us anything from his days at the chamber in 1965 that he can think of that he did or didn't do in 65.
Well, at the city proclamation the other night, I tried to remember the name of the company in Pennsylvania we were trying to recruit here. It was a large agricultural manufacturing company called New Brunswick.
Ah, yes.
And they made huge harvesters and all kinds of equipment. And we actually invited them to Manhattan to talk with us about locating here. We lost them to Grand Island, Nebraska, because we did not have a suitable site for them to build their factory. And at the city meeting Tuesday night, I explained very much that the Chamber of Commerce had been very helpful in now developing industrial parks, office parks, so that if somebody wants to come here, we take care of them very quickly.
Right. So I was trying to remember, so that, but what a lot of people that may be new to the community don't remember is the Chamber was involved in putting the first industrial site together over on McCall at Road.
Yes.
Because
McCall
pattern was something that we attracted. Wasn't that in the 60s sometime?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And
all that land over there that's been developed, of course, some of it's changed, but that's the reason some of those companies like Farrar Corporation and McCall and some of those are over in that area, because that was actually the first industrial park,
mm-hmm.
and it was developed because of McCall pattern that we were trying to attract. I wasn't here, but that was in the 60s.
It'd be fun to go back and see what it used to be like, too. And, you know, I often think, as I continue to hear all these stories from all the folks we brought in all week, what have you not done? You've done a little bit of everything in Manhattan, I think, C. Clyde.
Well, I'm what's called a jack of all trades and a master of none. No, I've just had the most wonderful life. In fact, wouldn't that make a good movie, A Wonderful Life?
Yeah. I think someone's done that, but maybe we could do Wonderful Life Part 2.
Well, let me make a comment, though, about Lyle's role as the executive director of the Chamber. He has done a fabulous job. I've observed the work and have worked with every one of the Chamber presidents, starting with Ludd.
Yeah.
And by the way, Ludd had one assistant and no other help. And his salary, when I came in 1960, was $10,000 a year.
Well, we now have 17 employees, so we've come a long way. And they do pay me more than $10,000 a year. But, well, my wife says when you figure it on an hourly basis, I'm below minimum wage. So,
well, and my wage right now is the greatest I've ever had. And that comes in the form of satisfaction for continuing to be active in the community.
Now, do you remember meeting Lyle as he mentions going to your place for a barbecue?
I sure do. He left out one little detail.
Oh, of course he did.
Well, I invited Carol Kellett, who was the new dean of the human ecology, to have dinner with us that night so Lyle could begin to meet some of the university people.
Right. And that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that C. Clyde, when we talk about all the awards and recognition that this community and Kansas State University gets about town-gown relationship, he may have started it, C. Clyde, because he understood the importance of having that connection between the university, because here he is, the dean of the business school, and also becoming president of the Chamber of Commerce in his tenure and being on the board of directors, which again showed that he understood the importance of the business community and the university needing to work together. So maybe you actually started the great town gown relationship. I don't know in all the history.
Well, there was one previous university person who had been president of the Chamber, and that was Harold Howe, who was Phil Howe's father, incidentally, who was dean of the graduate school at K-State. And he was several years before me, but I was only a second university person. And one of the things I achieved that year was to welcome new faculty to Manhattan, Kansas. We would have a reception up at the Country Club, and the business community and the new faculty would meet and greet. And I've looked back on that. That might have been one of the best things that I accomplished during that year, was starting that tradition. I don't know whether that still continues or not, but let me tell you why I did that. I got the offer to come to Kansas State 1st of April, 1960. I received two letters from Manhattan, Kansas. One from Alvin Hostetler, First National Bank, welcomed me to the community and suggesting that I might want to do business with his bank. And the other was from Sam George, who was the pastor of the First Presbyterian Church. They each wrote me a letter welcoming Midge and me to Manhattan and hoping that we would be happy here. Well, obviously, I opened my account with First National. We joined First Presbyterian Church. So I saw how important it was to have people reach out to you.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:46. And again, we have with us C. Clyde Jones, a birthday boy, 95 years old today, and Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, 537-1350, if you want to join in on the discussion this morning.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweeps.